It's the Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
When it rains all afternoon, that way I won't have to feel guilty about staying in the house.
You're guilty anyway.
I know, but I mean, like, I feel guilty if it's a nice day, you know. But it ain't a nice day. I can't do 90 degrees. I can't do 95 degrees. I'm not going to be outside.
It's only 81 period. Right now.
I know, but when it's a 90 plus degree day,
that's around 3 today.
Yeah, I'm all set.
Yeah, I don't think that. Well, in my area, the thunderstorms aren't going to happen until after 7. They say.
Did another power walk at the beach last night. It was, I wouldn't say perfect, but
nice
darn breeze. Better.
It's getting, like, even this morning when I woke up and went outside, it was like breezy, nice.
I took Daisy to the track and threw the tennis ball around.
Brook?
Huh?
The Brook.
Made a run?
Went down and we made some bets.
Right.
No, the local track, you know, where you can, it's fenced off, so I could take her off leash.
Oh, Star Speedway?
It's Star Speedway, yeah. And I take her off leash and, you know, throw the ball and she doesn't poop or pee. We do that out at home and then we go and then if anything happened, I would pick it up. I would never, ever leave traces of my dog anywhere like that. I'm a big believer. Look at this right here. Stay right here. I'm ready at any given moment. Okay.
Just in case roadkill poops.
I guess we're going to need those in the studio next week.
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, well, dude, I carry them with me just in case I got to poop in a bag.
Yeah, so do I after a couple of incidents.
So, throwing the ball around and stuff like that. She was pretty tuckered out. So it'll be, if you didn't miss the show today, at the end, I pretty much let everybody know. I asked them if it was okay if I brought my dog into the studio on Monday and Tuesday, and Kelly and Laura and Kayla were all like, absolutely, we'll take her out, we'll help. I mean, just obviously nice responses like you'd expect from nice people. And Roadkill, however, was agitated because I'd have to put a gate on the studio door and he wouldn't be able to get over it with his short, stubby little legs. He's also afraid that the dog will shit.
No,
and then in the studio,
the fear of fleas and ticks and
there's no fleas, Scotty.
Okay.
There's no fleas.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But thank you, Laura, for being so kind.
Of course,
you would be, of course, and Kelly, you as well. Mm-hmm. So, all right.
Love dogs.
Yeah, so do I. I don't get you, dude. Can I just say something that's really irritated me? I struggle. This is why I can't do politics, because I would never be able to do politics. I know what the argument is going to be to what I'm saying, and I get it. This is not pro one way or the other. I'm not doing that. Okay, you should do what you want. You support who you want to support. That's fine. But what I don't get is they spend months in the primaries beating the ever-living shit out of each other, especially, you know, one person, right? And it's the same with the front runner on the other side. And they tell you why they're an evil person, and they tell you all this stuff, and then they turn around and they kiss their friggin' ass.
It is kind of funny.
I don't get it. Like, I understand that, well, it's all about the party. Well, is it? I mean, am I buying, if I get in somebody because I want them to be the party, or do I want them to be the right person? And if I say all of this vitriolic criticism and just their evil about anybody, I'm never going to change my mind, because I'm telling you what my mind is. And
but
if I tell you for
you
6 months...
You can't trust anybody's mind in politics. You can't trust any of them, because they all do it because of this or this party.
There are different degrees.
There are different degrees. I agree with you. I agree with you.
And... you know, when it comes, push comes to shove, and you know one of the two is going to win, in the end, you're going to go with the one you is closer to your beliefs on everything.
On everything. No, I know that that's the reason. I totally understand that. But let's say you and I are running against each other, and I really despise, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to say during the campaign and a primary, everything I really despise about you. That is no less true after I lose the primary and you win.
I don't think you're going to say what you despise about me if you're a smart politician. You're going to say what you disagree with me about vociferously. And then in the end, if you're not going to win, you may support me or you may support another candidate.
I guess I support a politician not that there is one, that that is telling me like they see it, and it, like it or not, and if you if I lose and you win, I'm not gonna you're not getting my endorsement. If I call you evil for 6 months, you're not
that supported, say, Tim Scott. So they're not supposed to go to the polls and vote for somebody else and during the presidential election when they know, realistically, only one of the two is going to vote.
I understand. That's up to them. I can't. Look, people have to vote and do their own thing. All I'm saying is if I tell you, if I call you evil, you're evil.
Yeah, if you use words like that, then that's.
And words like that were used.
Yes. So that's different. Than just saying you disagree with somebody,
right? Like, but that discourse.
I mean, listen, J.D. Vance called
him all kinds of names.
Said he was a threat to being the next Hitler.
Yeah, right. Oh. And to me, I don't get that. You don't say that shit. Like, I got to assume he really felt that way, and yet now he doesn't.
That's what you got to know. Like, you can't trust anybody.
It's like they spent a certain amount of time just bad-mouthing.
Well,
and then all of a sudden it's like, hey, they got my vote.
They're either lying to get the job. Or they're lying to keep the job, right? And I can't do that. And I'm not saying I'm better than anybody. I'm just saying, like, if I publicly say I despise you, then I despise you. I despise you. This is why people like me, I could never do politics. I wouldn't last. I can't play that game. You know, if I feel strongly about a subject and I have to be sort of part of some party. And they say, well, you have to support it. If I'm strongly against it, then the answer is no, because I'm strongly against it. But you can't exist in that world unless you bend. I don't know. Couldn't do it. Sorry. It just irritates me. Irritated me, and both sides do it. Both sides do it. So all that stuff that you espoused for months was not true now that this is your guy. Right? So it has, and my faith is lessened in the person that is flipping.
But she also campaigned because she didn't think Biden was, she thought Biden was a terrible president.
Yes, I get it.
She agreed with the policies and took a job with Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. So, of course, to me, from the get-go, I knew if she lost, she was going to support Trump.
Yeah, I know. And I will.
She does not like Biden.
I will admit to that. They don't like Biden more so. And I'm not taking one political side or the other. I'm simply saying it goes on both sides.
Yep.
And it's frustrating for me because I personally could not do it. I understand why, Kelly, you are right. But I can't do it. I can't do it.
And that's why, my friend, you're not in politics.
Yeah. Oh my God. I would freaking die. My head would explode. If I don't like somebody, I don't like somebody.
It'd be
I can't pretend. I don't want to be a jerk. I'm not looking for any confrontation. If I don't like somebody, I'm just going to not go that way.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. Sorry.
Don't be sorry.
It's a crazy world we live in. It's a crazy world. That's all. Anyway. It's hard.
That's personal.
Thank you.
I didn't even
see it if you look.
I don't want to see it.
I'm not saying that. Come on. We did not. There's some news that we did not get to. Do you think that you will ever sleep in a separate bed from Jeff? Like, you will have separate beds?
Yeah, I think old people do it. Like, my mom and Pepe had two separate rooms.
Yeah.
And they were in their 80s and 90s, but...
When did they get the separate rooms?
Oh.
My grandparents slept in separate beds, and I never saw them sleep in the same bed.
When I was growing up, we lived on the bottom floor, and they lived upstairs from us, and they had one bedroom then. And then they moved into an apartment at Grammy J's apartment building, and that's when they got two. There was two bedrooms, so they each got their room. So I'm trying to. I don't know how old I was when that happened.
That's okay.
Probably like third, fourth grade.
No. Third or fourth grade. What's will you ever see yourself? Maybe potentially.
Not
that you're thinking about it now.
I hope not.
No, it. It doesn't mean sometimes it's health related.
No, I know, but I hope not.
Sometimes it's like, I just can't sleep with that CPAP machine.
Yeah, but you know.
I know I have friends that are my age that have two separate rooms because he has a CPAP machine.
30%, okay, the reason I bring it up, 30% of Americans are doing that.
And just for the record, the machine that I use is very, very quiet. No, because.
He's got a CPAP.
For lack of better words, we say it's a CPAP machine. CPAP machines can be very loud. The BiPAP machine can be very loud. The machine that I have is very quiet because it gives and takes. Not even that. I'll have to record it sometime for you. The only time that Amy says sometimes if my mask gets loose a little bit, Amy's like, where's that cold air coming from?
But yeah, I know, like I said, there's two couples I know that both the men have machines, and they will sleep in different beds, and they're fine with that.
Too, if during the week, if you had different schedules.
Different schedules and health reasons.
So maybe you sleep separate during the week, and the weekends you sleep together.
Yeah, they call it sleep divorce. And people do it in healthy relationships. They need to sleep. Maybe one of them's a thrasher. You know what I mean? Thrashes around a lot, and the other person can't sleep because of it. So they sleep in a separate bed.
I will be honest with you. If Jeff goes in the bedroom first, he goes in and turns on the TV. I will not go to bed in my bed. Probably one, two nights a week, I'll sleep on a couch because I want darkness and I want quiet.
Okay.
I can't sleep with the TV on. So, like, Tuesday night this week, Jeff went in, whatever, at 8 o'clock. I'm like, okay, good night, and gave him a kiss good night and left the room because he was going in to watch TV. I'm not watching TV. I need to go to bed. I slept in the living room.
I'm taking Jeff out of this equation, but I'm going to talk directed at you. You work morning hours.
Mm-hmm.
Do you not? Again, not going up to Jeff. That's disrespectful. Shut the fucking TV set off. There's a TV set.
Watch it in the living room.
Watch it in the living room. This is the bedroom where you should be sleeping. And I have a hard time with that. Like, so sometimes
he would rather go to bed watching TV. So he'll often, if I'm in the bedroom first with nothing on, he'll fall asleep watching TV in the basement in his man room, whatever. But it just depends on who gets in the bedroom first. Right. And so that's how it works. So some nights I go to bed in there by myself because he'll sleep in the living room or the basement watching TV. So we both,
Valerie,
one or the other.
Valerie sometimes will say, do you mind if I go upstairs and watch TV? And I'm like, no, I don't mind.
But you do.
But I do.
Yeah. That's why I just choose to go and sleep in a different room.
I do.
Which is fine with me. I have no problem with it.
Let's just keep that to ourselves. Let's not tell her.
Yeah.
Okay, because that's my compromise. You know what I mean? That's my compromise. But I'm sitting there.
Call Val.
I'm gonna go up.
But and on the weekends, I have no problem Jeff and I sleeping in the same bed because I don't care if the TV's on. Monday or Sunday through Thursday.
I will fall asleep, but I am also like Scotty, and I thought that if Valerie gets up earlier than I do, then guess what? She gets the call, and she's asking. She's not doing anything wrong. She's if I really felt strongly about it, I'd say. Yeah, I really do mind, but I can't be a dick like that.
No, and the other thing is, like, does our bodies not just get used to something and work around it? Like, because Amy loves to read at night, and that light, I think we got a 400-watt bulb in
that
light.
Dude, Valerie puts the freaking light, she comes in the bedroom, Scotty, and puts the overhead light on. I'm like, what are you doing?
And now, okay, but what I'm saying is I've become used to, and now I can fall asleep.
Yeah.
So do people just not go that certain amount of time to let themselves get used to it? Do you know what I mean? Or do they immediately go, you're sleeping with that machine, I'm going in the other room?
Kelly, what happens with you in your bunk bed? Anything?
No.
Nobody bothers you? Nobody comes in and reads or anything?
I have a problem with my reading light myself. It's coming apart slowly.
Yeah.
And I have to...
Everything you have is like your headphones are like broken.
Yeah, but these are working great.
It's not working great.
So I need a new nightlight as well for my reading. I tried one of those clips you put on the book.
Yeah.
It's kind of funky.
Yeah.
I might try it again.
Yeah. Just use a small light. That's all.
And may I ask, Kelly, I meant to ask you today during the show, is the rail up yet?
We got some problems.
What do you mean the rail? On the bed?
No. The grab bar.
I'm supposed
to screw in right next to the shower on this little beam, which should be... you don't have to worry about it not being supportive because it's a beam. It looks like the whole thing.
It looks like.
But the screws, they're grabbing, but they're not. Two of them went all the way in, but the left side screws won't. One won't budge past a very small margin. So I got a situation.
Yeah,
I got a grab bar that's half the screws are in.
So why don't you? Can you put that screw in a little higher than that? Where that is?
No, the holes are already there.
Oh, they're already there. Right on.
The metal that supports the ground.
Now, are you anywhere near an outlet or a light switch?
No.
Okay, because the reason I'm asking
is... Do you have a stud finder? Have you used that? Do you want me to bring him?
Yeah, his mother's a stud finder. Is one big stud.
If I show you the picture.
You should have said Allison's the stud finder. That would have been the nicest thing to say.
I usually just look in the mirror.
That's what I'm talking about, Kelly.
Stud right there. So anyway, we got problems.
Yeah, good luck with that. Good luck with that. You scare me, though, because I'm like Laura and Scotty. If there's a power box on the backside of that that drywall... Well, and you don't want to put through. You're the guy that's going to hit it, and you're the one that's going to.
Because what can happen?
He's going to scare me here.
That should be a whole stud, right there.
That's the side wall. That's about 4 or 5 inches wide. Yeah, that
right there is where we're putting the grab bar.
Yeah, right.
That should be stud.
You can't just say it should be stud.
I don't know if the stud's going to be there. I don't know if that's a stud.
Oh, that's usually metal.
That's the problem then.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that's metal. I could have told you that. That's where. Yes.
Well, how can you put a grab bar in a metal?
Well, you can't. Or you.
Kelly, bring it up.
This is why.
It's right at. It's
always in the corner.
There's metal right there. I have the same thing in my bathroom.
The price of a cup of coffee. You could help Kelly Brown navigate
the. It's metal right there at that corner.
What they grab rail along the shower.
Corners with sheetrock. Sometimes
they
put the metal. Put a metal corner in there.
Yep, I have it at my house.
So how the hell am I?
I know when I took down all my tile and I had to repaint, it was a metal.
If you're a craftsman and you can help Kelly Brown, please contact him at Kelly.
So how the hell am I going to put a grab bar? That's where the grab bar basically has to be. So do I need something that goes through metal?
It's called metal screws. That's what it's called.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, they will.
Metal screws are made for that.
They have screws that go through metal.
You're scaring me, though, because you're in an area where you should ask somebody.
I know.
Yeah.
Because after that metal...
Bronco Zed, but yeah,
it's just
does big jobs.
Metal. It's really... It's not even that thick of a metal, but they put it on there, and then after that, it's a sheetrock.
Please go
to
Kelly Brown's GoFundMe page.
I gotta talk to my buddy, Ed.
Okay? And please donate if you can. Whatever you can. To save Kelly Brown from embarrassments and potential injury.
You know what's gonna happen.
And electrocution.
The therapy people, they want to get the occupational therapy in, and they want to get my mom taking regular baths, but she needs a grab bar because she's afraid to fall.
Right.
Now it's going to come back because I'm trying.
Yeah.
I messed up the wall. That's all she's going to care about.
Oh, your mother?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. They put screws in the wall.
Your parents, when they get to that certain age, they pretty much resist everything. They become, I'm going to say this. What I mean, I don't mean any disrespect by it. Those of you who have elderly parents, you're going to know what I'm talking about. You become the parent to your very own parent, and they become the kid. And that transition is really difficult because your parents are always going to be your parents in their head. You're their kid. And when you start making decisions, when you start doing stuff like that, they're going to resent it, especially the male.
I'm glad you brought that up. I'm supposed to get some underwear on the way.
For you or mom?
Mom.
What are you getting?
I saw yours.
What are you getting?
Ladies,
something really
older underwear, you know?
You getting the thong?
Is something lacy?
Yeah.
No.
No.
You getting something you can chew through?
Give
out
any more information.
Do you want a coupon?
Violating my mother's privacy.
No, it's okay. I wear always, and it depends. Which ones does she prefer?
It's not a violation if they want it.
Depends.
Yeah. Depends
Listen,
on what?
I, no.
Kelly. Depends on
I
what?
I like always better.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
They may not have the size I'm looking for.
About how many are you going through a week?
Five.
Okay.
One every day I go to the gym.
Okay.
It's the only time I wear them unless the kids are like, let's go to Sky Zone, time to jump. Then I have to wear them because I can't jump without.
We're talking diapers?
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, we've talked about it many times.
Yeah.
I know.
Yes, we have.
Until
you're very brave to talk about it. And people that also go through it will appreciate the fact that you have the balls to say it.
You took somebody out at the gym, didn't you, Bede?
Yeah. That was a while ago. But I.
You what?
She took a guy out.
I didn't take him out. There was a guy that was running next to me, and then when I saw...
Were you splashing him? What was going on?
It leaked out all over the floor before I was wearing the diapers when everything just went, and he looked over, and I was like, ooh, and I had to go Windex it up. But anyways...
What was the face you made?
But I... What sucks is I was all lined up to get the surgery this past spring. And then Jeff had to lose his job, so I lost insurance, and now I haven't been able. I don't know if I can get the surgery because of my insurance now, but it sucks because I was going to get it done, and now I'm trying to schedule it in. But I have an 8-week period of if I get this done, 8 weeks of recovery time, and I'm trying to plan out between Lend a Helping Can and every Buzzball how I'm going to do it.
Right.
So
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, the schedule is hard. I will tell you that this has been a year of the schedule
being pissing his pants for years.
Very difficult.
I really want to get this done. I just have to time out a good 8 weeks.
1 second. I don't have problems pissing my pants. I just want to clear that because someone's going to say it. Crutchy pisses his pants. No, I don't. I don't have that problem.
We just went in and peed next to each other. Not a good stream. Greg did not have a good stream at all. It sounded less like peeing and more just like falling.
I got less patience for holding it, though. Yeah. I'll tell you that. You start to feel uncomfortable.
No, when you get old, that's what you do. I can't believe we're talking about this, but my stream is fine. Thank you. There we go.
Wasn't the strongest.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. I'm sure you have heard some real hoarse ones. You know what I mean?
I'm just saying.
Do you ever notice when you're in a public place and an old guy steps in and it's like he's pouring water out of a bucket?
Yep.
And you're like, oh my God, that guy's got to have a howitzer clearly in there. That's what guys think about Laura when they're in the men's room. I think we've gone long enough today. I think we gotta get while the getting's good. So anyway, good luck, Kelly, with that.
Thank you. I don't know.
I don't know if I want you to go out and get metal screws and drill into that. No, I think you got to get somebody in there.
I think I got to call my buddy Ed.
Yeah. You should have called your buddy Ed right away.
Well, I did. He gave me some advice.
No. You got to have Ed over there.
But as soon as you show me, I have the same corner.
Metal. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. That's tough.
And the other thing that I was confused about is sometimes if there's a wire running through your wall and it's going through a couple studs, they have to sometimes put metal plates up so you're not screwing in. So now that you show me the photo, it's all about the corner.
Even if there might not be an outlet on the wall, but there could be wires back there. Yep. So you got to be careful. Laura, I hope your PP thing, I hope works out.
Yeah. Well,
if you do that and everything. And
I mean, if scheduling this is going to be the toughest thing.
Yeah. Good times. Well, I'm glad you tuned in. Hey, thanks for hanging with the Buzz 24/7. We wear it all, warts and all. That's what we do. That's who we are. What are you going to do? We see you tomorrow.